I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, this is the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina, and you may have noticed we've been a bit quiet recently. Well, in case you haven't heard, there's been some exciting news. We had a baby. Now, Emma also has some very special news too, but we'll have to see more from Emma very soon. For now, I wanted to catch up with you all and tell you a little bit about the new addition to our family. It's baby Renly. And who better to join me than the one and only pizza dick himself, Chrissy! It's your debut.
This is brilliant.
The debut of the first.
I feel honoured to be on the podcast.
You should.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Even really smiling.
Even really.
He even found that funny as well.
This is a big deal because you're like the first true guest of the podcast. How does it feel?
The first and the best one.
It's your virginity, isn't
this
it?
This is great.
Podcast virginity. Yeah. Have you ever been on a podcast?
No.
No. I was
never.
Say.
Never.
So the true question is. People want to know, how did it go?
How did the pregnancy go?
Tell them everything. The pregnancy. How was the pregnancy for you? That's a good place to start. How was the pregnancy for you?
For me, it was long.
It was long.
Yeah,
people didn't believe me when I said it was long, but I felt like it was really long.
It was long.
Considering he's been here now.
It was a long.
Nearly 4 weeks. It'll
like
be 4 weeks.
24 hours, wasn't it? Of like.
24 hours?
Well,
I meant the pregnancy in general.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant the birth.
The whole 35 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that was long, yeah, that was very long.
Considering he's nearly a month old now, and where's that month gone? It's flown past, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's flown past, bless him.
And now considering that we waited 35 weeks, that was long. So yeah, how was the whole pregnancy for you?
I found it quite tough. You obviously found it tougher. Because you were struggling a lot more.
Yeah, because the baby was inside me.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. So for me, it was tough. It was tough seeing you struggle so much and in so much more pain and discomfort. But yeah, I found it quite hard, but you obviously found it a lot harder than me. But you did amazing.
It was just, yeah, it was mainly just the growth for me.
Yeah.
It was the growing the human in my uterus.
And he's always like this.
Basically turned into a boxing match. And then labour. Tell him about the labour.
Labour was...
I feel like it's a fun time for you to share your experience on the labour. How was it for you?
For me?
Yeah.
The labour was quite long, wasn't it? It's quite a long process, wasn't it?
So for people that didn't... Because I did talk about it on my Instagram a little bit, but not too much, purely because it was just so sad, the whole lead up to Renly's arrival into the world. Because I went in... My water's broke.
Your waters broke on the Tuesday morning,
my
like 1:30 in the morning, didn't they?
20 past one on Tuesday morning, my waters broke.
And you woke up like, I don't know if my waters broke or if I've pissed myself.
So what did I ask you to do?
Sniff the bed, which I did. And I...
Everyone was like, why would you make him
and
do
I
that?
And I couldn't give an answer because I said, I don't think it smells like wee and I don't know what the waters basically smell like. So I'm unsure really what to do.
Yeah, we didn't really know what to do. So I kind of left it a bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
Rang my dad. Thank God. Big up dad. He was awake and alert. So I rang dad to come and sit with the babies because that was the first one I thought was going to be awake at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So dad rushed over, didn't he, to watch the children.
Yeah.
I didn't get dad to sniff the sheets. Did I?
No.
I feel like in my deluded state, did I ask dad to sniff the sheets?
No.
I don't think I did.
It was just me.
Just you.
Yeah.
But I did, we did then leave it till about 4:30 and I phoned the hospital, didn't I? And the lovely hospital said to Come on down.
Yep. Come on in.
Bruce's Price is Right. So we went on in, didn't we?
Yep. That was about 6.
It was. It was about 6:30 in the morning. Yep. They did some checks. I had an internal check. Speculum. Yep. TMI.
And they couldn't tell if the waters, or they said they couldn't be clear the waters broke, were they?
No, they were unsure whether the waters had broke. So then we had to wait for a scan.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yep, remember that bit.
Went in to have a scan and they confirmed that the waters had reduced, but they couldn't see if the waters had gone completely, but there was enough water around him. So they basically admitted me up onto the ward for 24 hours of monitoring.
And that was still Tuesday.
I didn't come out until I had the baby. It wasn't 24 hours. It was a lot longer than 24 hours. We went in on the Tuesday and didn't leave the hospital until the following
Friday.
Following Friday. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
It was the following Friday.
No, because we had him on the Saturday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because then Tuesday.
So we went in on the Tuesday, had him on the Saturday.
Nothing happened Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then slowly kind of Friday night, was it? Or Saturday, early hour, Saturday morning?
I basically had contracted from Tuesday all the way through until we'd had him Saturday.
Yep.
So on and off contracted. And my body just wasn't dilating on its own, was it?
No.
It was giving us all the gear, but no idea. Like Renly was like, I know I should be coming out, but I don't know how I'm meant to be getting out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then we went down on the Friday. They thought I was going to have him. I got put back on the ward at 2:30 in the morning.
Yep, you went down, you went back up again.
To which somebody had chucked my dentures away. Come back up from nearly thought
they're
I was going...
They're on eBay somewhere right now anyway.
They're sold. 25 million to somebody. My gammy retainers. Anywho's. And then Saturday, the doctor came around and was like, just so you know, we're going to have the baby today. That calmly, just we're just going to have the baby today. Enough's enough. The water is reducing around you. You're having some leaking. The baby is okay, but we've gone on for a long time now with the waters reducing. So we think it's best to just have the baby today. So that nonchalantly, I called you, didn't I? And went, I don't know what time you want to get here, but they're considering we just have the baby today.
Yep.
You were like, sorry, what?
Yep. So you having a laugh.
One free.
I said, are you winding me up? I was too busy trying to clean the house. And she's like, I think you're taking the mick, yeah?
You thought I was taking the piss. You said you're taking the piss. I said, I'm not. They're taking me down now. They take me down at 11:30, although they didn't take me down until about 2:30 because it was a really busy day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then that was that. My sister and my mum were there. They bought me a McDonald's breakfast. And my sister decided to stay for the ride, didn't she?
Yeah.
So I said, right, Roxanne's staying with me. You need to get here quick, sharp.
And I did my best.
You were there.
I was there within half an hour. Was
it? Safely.
I wouldn't obviously speed, but yeah, half hour I got there.
He wasn't speeding.
No.
But yeah. And then, yeah, it all began. They took me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. They were pretty. I did not look pretty in labour. And then, yeah, we had to wait. They decided to do the gel and we had to play some games. You pissed me off a little bit. You fucking jerk.
Always, yeah. I was too busy getting stuck into FIFA Mobile. Luckily, Colby downloaded that on my phone for me because we were there that long.
Also, your whole dilemma with your takeaway burger.
What about it?
You spent like a fucking hour trying to find a burger.
Yeah.
And then you went to the burger shop. I nearly gave birth.
I picked the busiest burger shop to go to as well, which was,
it was a shit burger.
And then when I got back, turns out they're all plain.
Mine was raw.
Mine was plain. So all in all, yeah, a great experience, wasn't it?
I at this point, I was on the ball. We were playing the music game.
Guess what? Guess the artist.
And the song.
Guess the artist.
We took a walk round quite a lot. To be fair,
going
I was
over
having
to Costa.
Heavy contractions. How was the contractions for you?
To be fair, you were... If there was pregnancy in the dictionary...
Pregnancy or labour?
Labour, sorry. In the dictionary, your name would be in there because you just literally aced it because you were just, you didn't even make, there was ladies in the other rooms, you could hear them, couldn't you, going, rah, and Soph's just going, that's a big one, and then next, I'm being serious, you were just like, a little bit like, and then it got to about, what? Ooh,
here comes the poo.
Then you got to about 75%, and then you then spin your ass for the gas and air.
I remember asking for the gas and air because it was getting a bit too claustrophobic, Darren. It was.
So then you had that build up of the contractions where you were just a little bit like, oh, yeah, and then you started the gas and air, and then for that 15 minutes, it was gas and air, a few pushes and a few grunts. No one would have even known you was giving birth. They walked past the room. You was that quiet, honestly. And then a few pushes. No, I'm being serious. I'm being so serious. Yeah, so serious. Yeah, you were so quiet, honestly.
About the only time in my life.
And then next, you know, little man's here. Within 15 minutes, he's out. Bosh.
He was out pretty fast.
Yeah.
So we did have a little bit of a traumatic.
You come out like Superman.
He just come out too fast. He came out with his fists across his eyes. And he gave himself a little bit of head trauma, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he had a little bit of a struggle breathing. So he had to have a little bit of help, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he went off to the neonatal unit, which, may I add, I take my hat off and give credit to... I think I naively thought, like, the neonatal unit, I thought, oh, yeah, everyone just goes to the neonatal when they have a preemie baby and the babies are little. And that's not the case at all. And I think I've been very humbled.
Oh, no.
That is vomit.
God.
On my tit. Oh, Renly. You came and you puked on my booby. Renly's struggling a little bit with the vomiting. It's okay, though. I think your fast action into the world, Superman, it's got a little bit of a slow digestion.
So, yeah, he went down to the neonatal, didn't he?
Yeah, I would say the neonatal unit humbled me.
And they were just incredible, weren't they?
I think you go in thinking you're going to have this... You only go in there because your baby's tiny, and my gosh, it's a very humbling experience in the fact that not only do them midwives and doctors work so fucking hard...
Mm.
But it is a very, very surreal feeling being in there.
Yeah.
And I think that took me back a little bit, didn't it?
Mm.
It was a little bit hard. I was only able to be in there because I was hot and stuff from giving birth. And they take the baby straight in there.
Because all the beds and stuff down there as well.
It's warm in there. And I just kept going really lightheaded. So I was only able to do like 5-10 minute stints. And I think you're so like taken aback with, you've just given birth. Your baby's now in an incubator in a room with all of these doctors. And it was really hard, wasn't it?
It was hard, yeah. It was really hard.
Really, really hard. Really, really hard thing. And I truly don't think I would have been able to do it if it wasn't for you. Because you just took it like a champ. Just took it like a champ, literally. Just took him, just went off, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then my sister went and I had to have a few stitches and just have everything checked over. But I honestly take my hat off. That was a hard experience, wasn't it? And then he was in neonatal for, what was he in there, 4 days? 3 days. He's in there 3 days.
Is he 3 days? Yeah, 3 days.
Three or 4 days. And then we went up to the ward. And we had a few things, like we had Billy Rubin, didn't we?
Yeah, so he spent a few more days underneath the heat lamps and the mats, didn't he?
And that was hard. That was hard being... I struggled with that bit, being hot. That was so hard to be away from the babies.
Mm.
Like, not only had I spent 4 days before the babies...
Yeah.
Before having him... To then spend another 5 days up there with Renly.
Still not home. Yeah.
No. Mm. But people are dying to know, like, how did we tell Colby and Dottie?
We didn't, did we? We didn't tell them to start with. And then...
I think because it was all a little bit rushed and I was a little bit freaked out when we were just like, oh, we're having a baby. And then I was like, what should we do? And Chris was like, don't tell them. So I went to my sister's.
Yeah.
And they had a fun day.
And they spent the night there, didn't they?
Yeah, my mum and dad picked them both up from school.
And then I just brought them up to the hospital, didn't I? Took them up to the hospital and then...
Colby was like, why are you holding a baby? And I was like, I tried calling you, didn't I?
Yeah. We went up to your...
You basically, ward. In the neonatal, you literally lose hours. You go in there and you lose all track of time. It's so busy in there and you're so consumed with your baby.
Yeah.
That you lose hours and hours and hours. And I wasn't concentrating on my phone. So Chris, I just hear these little voices come to the door.
Yeah, because I tried to call you, then you were down there with him.
Yeah.
Feeding them. No, was you feeding them or was you...
Colby was like, hello, mummy.
You're hugging him or something.
And I was like, literally like this, just holding Renly. I was like, hey, darling, are you all right? And he was like, yeah, whose baby are you holding? I was like,
this is your baby brother,
Renly. He didn't know what to make of it, did he? He was a little bit emotional, Colby. He was a little bit taken back. He couldn't find his breath, could he? Where it's so warm in there as well. Couldn't find his breath and he was a little bit taken back. And Dotty, ever the one to make you feel fucking great, just went, if the baby's in your arms, why is your belly so big? Well, it doesn't really work like that, but she didn't understand. And then she got, when she see Colby was getting upset, she was getting upset. And it was a very wonderful experience, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good experience. It was great.
I'm glad they met him there because we wanted them to know how special it was for them to have him, obviously. But it was hard. We didn't know whether we should do it in the neonatal or whether we should do it up on the ward. But I think you were a little bit taken back by everything that had gone on.
Oh, yeah.
And Colby was so stressed with not being up the hospital. It couldn't have been any more perfect, could it?
Yes.
If we'd planned it, it wouldn't have gone that great. No. So they sat on the chair, didn't they, with him?
Yeah.
They both got to hold him. Give
him his first cuddle.
Give him his first hug. They both instantly loved him.
Yeah.
We had Mother's Day in the neonatal unit.
We had the photos.
They took photos of us. They took photos on Mother's Day of us as a family, like our first ever family photo. I got given a gift on Mother's Day.
Yeah, got a little bag.
I got a bag which had Body Shop products in it, a Costa voucher.
They
made a card with Renly's footprint, didn't they?
Yeah,
it was so good. The detail, honestly, when I tell you, they couldn't have made me feel any more special in the whole experience in the hospital. From being on, I was on the Lyndhurst ward, then I was on the Burley ward. And then, obviously, we had him on the labour ward. Then we went down to neonatal. I saw everybody.
Every part of the hospital.
Every angle of the hospital and everybody. There was just so many people that I truly... There's just not enough thanks, to give everybody. But out of 10, how was it the experience for you? Would you do it again?
Absolutely. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
What, you'd have another baby?
Yeah.
Even being that a little bit traumatic?
Yeah, because there's no guarantee that it's going to be the same, do you? There's no guarantee.
If you could take him out of the sunroof,
yeah,
him or her, the next one. I feel like I was going to say, I feel like we need an even number. No.
Because it'll be twins and then we'll be back to square one.
We're insanely grateful and feel very lucky that he's here safe and sound. But we've had some lovely messages. So I'm gonna hand over to Chrissy. Chrissy's going to read out some lovely... When I say there's a handful of messages, we have, us personally, but also the podcast, have received the most insane amount of messages. And truly, it's so hard to even narrow out some of the ones that we've received. But there's just so many. And honestly, from my whole heart, thank you for everybody that sent such beautiful messages everywhere to the podcast, emailed in, to the management, to us personally. Like, there are so many and it's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Poor Christmas. So I was trying to get Chris to read through them to try and stay on top of them.
I can't keep up, yeah.
And it was just apologies. A massive thank you from not only from me and Chris, Renly, but obviously Colbs and Dots as well, because so many people have been so thoughtful about Colbs and Dots as well. So we're so very, very grateful.
We are indeed. Thank you very much.
Because I could talk for England.
Yeah. The lovely Hannah said, congratulations on your new arrival. Such lovely news.
Beautiful news.
Thank you for keeping me entertained during many sleepless nights with my little one.
Ah, we're all
countless times have I had to stifle laughter whilst rocking him back to sleep.
That's the worst thing, isn't it? When you're feeding the baby and you're trying so hard. Like, the amount of times I've been feeding him and I've been watching a funny video and I'm like... And your belly laughs and wake them up and you're like, oh, I don't know whether I'm going to pop a stitch or wet my pants or wake the baby. And you're like...
What was I doing the other day? I was rocking the pram. He wasn't even in it, was he? I thought he was in it. I was just rocking and he wasn't even there.
He was rocking the pram back and forth. And I was like, why are you rocking the pram? He's like, fucking hell, there's no baby in here.
Yeah. Who else do we have? Keely. Keely says, I feel like my best mate just gave birth. How lush. Congratulations.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
That is really... I feel like I've just given birth to, like, the nation's baby. Like, I feel like royalty. Like, I feel so special. Don't we?
You are royalty. You're royalty in this house, anyway.
I'm not. I'm just mum. So keep on sending your messages in.
If you want to message a Secret Mum Club, just search Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
Or you can email us on hello@secretmumpod.com. We'll be back with more as soon as we can. Might be a little less regular than normal for now, and hopefully we'll be hearing from Emma very soon. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.